Welcome to Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Catapult Shots. I am Matt, and you're probably asking yourselves, what is Catapult Shots? So we don't normally do kind of this in this order. Normally, I would put out an episode zero, and we would explain the situation. But since this is going up in the Nerds Domain podcast feed, I thought that episode zero would be kind of weird. So we did one. For Smugglecraft, it was a great review. Rob did that. I'm going to be doing this one on a role-playing game supplement. Catapult Shots is going to be our short-form reviews. So hopefully 10 to 15 minutes can explain to you what exactly we are playing and enjoying and what we're doing with our lives right now. And you're hopefully going to be getting them from a myriad of people. That's my plan, at least. We'll see how quickly we can get these out. This will be episode 2 of Catapult Shots, and we are going to talk about the Octung Cthulhu module called Shadows of Atlantis. This is something put out by Modiphius Entertainment. They make a great line of Octung Cthulhu products. So let's start there. Octung Cthulhu is a World War II supplement for Call of Cthulhu. The game itself suggests that the Nazis are aware of the mythos and are using the mythos to try and help them conquer Europe. So that's kind of the basis of it. There's a lot more to it. Of course, the Allies are working against it. Some, you know, up on the up and up, some not so much on the up and up. But Octung Cthulhu currently consists of the Keeper's Guide, the Investigator's Guide, some setting guide information for different settings in the war, two modules, this one and Assaults on the Mountains of Madness, and then a couple other periphery books that help you kind of get deeper into it. This book also, even though it runs on the 6th edition Call of Cthulhu line, this book is also built to run for Savage World, so that's important to keep in mind. So, Shadows of Atlantis posits the idea that Atlantis did exist. It was the successor or the next country after Hyperborea fell, and something happened there, and the relics from that world helped, one, shape our current world and civilizations from the past, and two, can be put back together and become a very powerful thing. I'm going to say weapon. We'll see how that goes. I don't want to give away too much, but there are 330 pages in this book. I've got the PDF. So according to what I've got here, you're looking at 330 pages. That's solid material. And there's everything from a little bit of setting for each of the areas you play in, and there are quite a few. From Europe and the Mediterranean to South America to Asia, all the way to the Arctic Circle and Greenland. So you've got a lot of places you go from one area to the other, a lot of movement, a lot of different things going on. Definitely not a quick, like, in and out adventure. We are getting ready to start running this on our Call of Cthulhu podcast, The Masks of Nyarlathotep, which is named after a super adventure called The Masks of Nyarlathotep. And the super adventure suggested that it was a year to a year and a half of regular play, which was accurate. I think we could have gotten longer out of it. I didn't skip things, but I didn't necessarily push some of the side quests, and we did skip a whole section of Australia. That took us about a year and a half. This one seems about the same size. There's a lot of information. It's not as dense in each individual location, but there are more locations, so there's a lot more going on. I think the thing that I like the best about it is it's not just those locations and the story they're in. It looks like as they were writing things, they came up with ideas, and they said, how does this fit the story? Well, this one doesn't, so they set it aside. And, well, this one does, so they put it in. And then they got to the end, and they were like, oh, well, we have this list of other story ideas that we haven't fully developed like we did everything else. why don't we just put him in the back? And that gives the keeper some time to kind of work those in however they feel best for their storyline. And that helps quite a bit. I found that to be really a really positive part of this module. It is a hefty module. 330 pages. You've got pre-gen characters in it. It is adaptable pretty decently easy for non-pre-gen created characters. It starts in the fall of 1939, just before the war, and then goes from there, I guess. Yeah, so it goes from there, and then that's adaptable with a little bit of work if you, for some reason, you're already playing a campaign like we are in the Masks book. I didn't open this book until a couple of weeks ago, hence my review. I backed the Kickstarter way back in the day, and I finally got around to, hey, I should take a look at this and get into it, and realized how thoroughly expansive it is. I had looked at the Assaults on the Mansions or the Mountains of Madness, and had considered it, but it's an end game. I mean, it really is it's the bookend to the story, and this is probably kind of the other bookend to the story of the World War, and so you have a lot in between that you can do with. And this one in particular is, does a lot of ramp up and a lot of setup for one of the two major, occult groups within the Octung storyline, the Nachtwolf. Overall, the illustrations for all of the Octung line are phenomenal, just above and beyond really good. The background information for each location, is good. In some places it's sometimes a little too expansive. There's a section in India that, honestly, there's too much information. I'm not looking forward to going through all that and deciding what I do and don't need. But, you know, also, I don't know anything about India. I'm from here in America. I've never been to India, and there's a lot of background information there that is important and then also corresponds to the story and how that all works out. The pre-gen characters are pretty good. They're woven into the story pretty thoroughly, but they're not so woven that you can't find somebody else to put in there. And the hooks, the starting hook is good, and then they hook you again. So they start your characters off and hook you in, and then hook you in again at the end of that first, I'd say, chapter, I guess is what we would call it, the first section there in Vienna. It feels very much war, very much like a spy war game. So if that's something you're into, that's great. If it's Call of Cthulhu, so if you're into the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game and you like a little bit of World War II, that's great. I will say I have read a lot of commentary that not everybody's into the Nazis being into this eldritch evil. It takes them beyond and makes them less impactful. That may be the case for you. And your mileage may vary here for sure. I find it to be one more aspect of storytelling, so we're happy to use it. You can pick it up on PDF pretty easily, $19.99 through DriveThruRPG, or if you go straight to the Modiphius Entertainment website at modiphius.net, you can pick it up there for $16.99. That's all U.S. dollars. I think it was £12.99 in English money, or in, yes, British money. So you could pick it up there as well, for that price if you happen to live in Britain. I personally am looking forward to buying the hardback. When I backed the Kickstarter for Octung Cthulhu 4 years ago, it's been a bit, I got all the PDFs, and I kick myself every day for not getting the hardbacks and the satchel. So this is definitely an expansive game. It's something worth picking up if you're into any of the things that it surrounds. I really like what it's got. I think that it offers a lot for the story, and it really does. So one of the things that my players are having some trouble with as we go through this game is what, like, yes, they're the Noctwolf, but what are they really doing? And they don't, they have yet to grasp the theme behind the Noctwolf, which, spoiler for our listeners at home, they're more technology-based, and all that technology is based on Atlantis. Whereas the other group, the Black Sun, is very heavy magic occult-based, and my group has yet to understand that there's a very thick, heavy line between the two, and they very much split. This will help my players do, hopefully, help my players see the difference there. I guess we'll see. My players are always surprising me, so maybe they won't catch it onto it, and we'll be back in the same spot. I think they're going to do great. I'm looking forward to running this. I've spent hours prepping it. I think it's got a lot of great information, a lot of stuff that I'm going to write up and rewrite up to hand out. There are also handouts to cut out, so you can print those out and use those. Overall, I think it's a fantastic supplement. I've been impressed by the entirety of the line from Modiphius, and I'm very happy with that. You can check them out over at Modiphius.net. They have some other lines for stuff like, little known things like Conan and Star Trek, and they just started the Fallout. They just announced the Fallout Minis line. So Modiphius is out there, and they definitely do pretty well with the products that they're given or that they create, like Octon Cthulhu. And then if any of this interests you, that you want to listen to it, you can always check us out over at Masks of Nyarlathotep. That's on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else you're going to find this. You'll find that as well. So, yeah, I think that's going to do us tonight. But, check it out. Let us know what you think. And we will talk to you guys real soon.
This has been Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain. You're in the nerd's domain. Come on in. It's about to begin.